Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the unofficial Facebook Gaming Podcast. I am your host, Xander the Zealot, and this is episode number 3. This podcast exists to share the stories of Facebook streamers of all shapes and sizes. I'm a Facebook streamer myself, and I want to support this amazing community by giving Facebook gaming creators a place to go deeper with their communities. My guest today has built one of these amazing communities. With over 6,000 followers, you can catch him streaming to dozens of people at any given time. This man is a grinder. Even though he lives on the East Coast, he streams the graveyard shift, which if anyone works those hours, you know how difficult that can be. Please welcome my guest today, Godform. Thanks for coming on the podcast. How are you today, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Now, before we start, I just want to shout him out. If you go to facebook.com/Godform, Instagram as well as Godform?
Yes.
All right. And are you on Twitter?
Yeah, it's also Godform.
All right. Awesome. You got good branding going for you. So just for a little icebreaker question, what's the first video game that you ever played?
The first video game was actually a WWE game way wow. back on the PlayStation 2. Yep. It was the first game I ever got from the store.
That's awesome. Who was your favorite wrestler at the time?
Randy Orton. Still okay. is.
Wow, that was quick. You didn't have to think about it.
Still the best of all time.
That's great, man. All right. By the way, if you guys are in chat, if you want to type your questions now towards the end of the podcast, we'll look at them, or you can just save them till then and ask them then. So after playing your first video game, did that like spark your love for video games, or did it take a little bit longer?
Yeah, ever since I started playing games, I've just kind of always wanted to keep playing more and more. Awesome. I used to always go to the store every week to buy a new one once I beat the last one.
Okay, awesome.
Go on.
Yeah, and then so when did you start like hearing about streaming? How old were you?
I was probably about like 15 or 16 when I first started like seeing streamers and people posting to YouTube all the time, and it kind of made me want to start doing it myself.
Yep,
when I got the chance to.
You already played a lot of video games. You're like, why not, right?
Yeah, I always played it all the time, so I figured, why not stream as well while I'm doing it?
Awesome. And then, so there's obviously a couple different platforms to stream on. Was Facebook the first platform you streamed on?
No, well, when I first started streaming, Facebook wasn't really known as streaming, to be honest. So I used the obvious choice, which is Twitch.
Okay. And how was your experience over there?
It was rough, you know. There's so many people that stream on Twitch. It's hard to really get anywhere on it if you're just new starting out.
Yeah. Yep. And then what made you switch over to Facebook?
One of my friends that also streamed on Twitch with me switched over, and he told me about how great Facebook was and how hospitable it was with everyone. Told me I should give it a chance. So I made my page one day and just started streaming.
Yeah, it was a good choice, huh?
Yeah, it's turned out very well so far.
Awesome. Now, how long have you been streaming on Facebook for?
A year this month.
Wow, that's awesome. So anniversary coming up or just passed?
Just passed. It was on the 2nd. Awesome.
Congratulations, man. So what are your, being on the platform for over a year and being on Twitch before, what's your most favorite and least favorite things about Facebook gaming?
Honestly, I think my most favorite thing is how easy it is to like expand your community. Like there's so many different ways that you can reach new people and everything to like to come in and watch your stream. And everyone on Facebook that I've met also is willing to help out and is very friendly towards even new streamers.
Yeah, that's a common theme I see with people I interview is the discovery on Facebook and the community for sure. Do you have least favorite thing?
Honestly, right now, Facebook, there's nothing that comes right to my mind that I dislike because everything, I've had a very positive experience so far while I've been on Facebook.
In the eyes of Godform, Facebook Gaming, you're doing a great job. Awesome. So now you have a public Facebook group?
Yeah, I have a Facebook group that we're able to like share anybody's streams in that we think people should check out, or if there's any like big news that everyone should know, you can share it in there. That way everyone who's in the group can come and see what's going on.
Awesome. Yeah, I just started my public group and I'm trying to figure out how to utilize it. So that's a selfish question I like to ask everybody. Awesome. Now, when did you get supporters?
I've had supporters for about 8 months now. Okay. Actually,
was I got supporters. Random?
Yeah, I just got it one night before I started my stream. I got a notification on my phone that said I had unlocked them for my stream.
That's awesome. Yeah, because before it was just pretty much random. Facebook was just giving them out without reason almost.
And now they kind of have,
now they have like a roadmap and stuff. So That's cool. But you were a lucky person to get that right away.
One of the lucky first people.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, what do you give extra to your supporters? I mean, you know, people come out of pocket because they enjoy your stream. They don't necessarily expect extra, but I know you like to give extra. So what do you do?
Yeah, I specifically make sure that I play games with my supporters all the time. They can always message me whenever they want to run games. And I have a group chat as well that all my supporters can join. That way I talk to them on and off stream to try and get to know all of them, like, individually.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm a proud supporter, and I think the supporter chat is extremely unique. I'm only a supporter of about 5 streamers on Facebook right now. I'm expanding that list slowly. But I haven't seen a supporter chat from any stream that I've been in. I think that's an amazing idea and a great way to stay in contact with them. So good on you.
Yeah, I love getting to know all of them.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, so we're going to switch a little bit from Facebook gaming over to Fortnite. I know you love Fortnite.
Yes, 100%.
What are your current thoughts about the meta, the season, the map, all that stuff?
The new shotgun change, I'm not a giant fan of, but other than that, I love everything that they've changed. I think it's a big difference that was needed, because it's starting to get kind of boring, the same thing.
For sure. Especially, they just came out with the unvaulted LTM. That was really fun, huh?
Yeah, it's fun. There's a lot of crazy items that they re-added back.
Yeah, like the getting hit with the quad launcher endgame by a full squad. That's always fun.
Yeah, getting boogie bombed on height.
That's great. You think they should add any of those items back to the main game?
No.
No,
no, not at all. Not at all. Okay. I'm glad they're in the vault.
In the LTMs. That's cool, man. Now, do you stream any other games besides Fortnite?
No, I'm mainly just a Fortnite streamer at the moment. I only play a couple other games anyway.
Yeah.
And so Fortnite is just kind of what I like to relax on while I'm streaming.
For sure. Yeah, I think Fortnite's such a unique game, too, that the only way somebody's going to take their spot is if they somehow get building mechanics like that in their game, which is not easy, as you can see the servers. Remember, like, the first tournament? It was, like, a squads tournament. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it was so laggy,
they had to stop it.
Yeah, this is rough back in the day.
Oh, yeah. It was also really fun to watch. It was, like, the whole TSM squad on a squad.
I miss the old days.
Yeah, for sure. All the montages they make are pretty cool of the old times.
Yep, all the OG people. Most of them don't play anymore, though.
I know, it's crazy. Half of them moved to Warzone.
Yeah, they did.
We got to get him back. So you said you had an Instagram and a Twitter. How do you push content to other platforms? Do you have a YouTube as well?
I don't currently post to YouTube, but maybe in the future as I'm expanding, I'll try and make like highlight videos and everything that I can post to all my channels.
Yeah. I think it's really important because, you know, unfortunately we saw Mixer. Could you imagine grinding for a year on Mixer, getting 6,000 followers, building the community you have? And be like, hey guys, we're gonna have to go somewhere else. You know, it's not the easiest to take that community, go somewhere else. I think
just
with YouTube,
start over fresh.
Yeah, I think with YouTube, if you're posting content and you're pushing your community there, you know, if one day Facebook gaming implodes somehow, unfortunately, then you know you might have an easy access. Be like, hey, you know, just you're already following me on YouTube. I'm just gonna go live there or something. You know.
Yeah, that's where a lot of the bigger people went is YouTube and Twitch.
Yeah. Yep. Hear that. Speaking of Mixer, how do you feel about their partnership with Facebook?
I think it's a good thing. I always feel like the more people that's coming over is more people you get to know. It's more people that can join your community and watch your stream and everything. I think it's overall a good thing to always have more people in the community.
For sure. I mean, some people look at it and they think that it's taking away from the community, but I agree with you. I think it's just adding to the community.
Yeah, I like to think of it as more people joining the community rather than it's just more competition.
Yeah, that's a great mindset to have, and that's why you are where you are today. Now, have you ever streamed to 0 viewers?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I think everyone does when you first start out.
Some people, though. Some people, like I interviewed Shmeezy, and he was lucky enough to have some friends and family who were involved with the stream, so they're always there talking to him. But I think it is a very common experience. I know I've experienced it. How do you keep going, man, when there's nobody in your chat and you're just like, you know?
I just always kept the same energy, you know, that that I knew if I went to a stream with zero viewers and they were just kind of not doing much, that I wouldn't want to watch. But if I went to a stream with zero viewers and they were still like having a good time, that it'd make me want to stick around and watch.
Yeah, what they were up awesome. To. There's a streamer. He doesn't really play video games. He's a business guy, but his business is in gaming. His name's Devin Nash, and he just turns his viewer count off ever since he started streaming, so that he can keep the same energy without, you know, he might have 500 people there, and he might be used to 2,000, and he doesn't want that to throw him off, etc. That might be a good idea for people.
I try not to look at it.
Yeah, I hear you. Now, do you have any advice for new streamers who are coming to Facebook?
I think honestly, if you're new to Facebook, the most important thing is, like I said before, everyone's so friendly around Facebook, the streamers and everybody and all the viewers as well, that if you're new coming to Facebook, just like get to know everybody, you know, yeah. Like establish like good relationships with everybody on the platform. Like don't go into it looking to like gain something from them, but like have like friendships with everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's great advice to network. When someone, especially people who have, you know, just a couple viewers, when you come into their chat and you have a decently long conversation with them, that helps their stream so much. It keeps them busy, keeps chat active. People like to hear the conversation. And then they respect that. So in the future, if maybe you wanted to play a game with them, it'd be easier to reach out if you already have that relationship built.
Cool. Yeah, that's good.
What about Fortnite can be a very frustrating game. What about like tilting, right, in game on stream, or even having outside personal issues affect your stream? How do you handle those things?
I used to get to rage quite a bit while I was playing, but I just kind of like, I realized myself that, hey, like nobody wants to watch it if you're constantly in a bad mood or raging when something happens. So I just kind of learned not to, I don't really take the game as seriously anymore.
Yeah,
I still want to play good and have a good time, but if something happens, I just back out, start a new game, and you know, just keep having good vibes the whole night.
Yeah, I'm learning that.
Because if you let one game ruin like an hour, you know, that's just an hour of bad content that you're putting out there.
Yeah, for sure. I do okay in pubs and arena even. When it comes time for tournaments though, I don't know if I'll stream them in the future because. I get really tilted.
So even when I play any tournaments, I don't stream them. That way I can just do my own thing.
You can yell if you want to without affecting your stream. That's cool. Speaking of competitive, were you more competitive before, you said? Or
I wanted to get into competitive before. And I still play in tournaments and everything. But nowadays, I try and play to have fun. And I like to stream more so than to play competitive.
Yeah. That's cool, man. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, all right, here's a tough one. Friends and family. You can separate them if you want, but how do they look at what you're doing? And now that you've had some success, do they look at it differently?
Honestly, my family has always been pretty supportive of it since awesome. I told them.
Yeah.
Because... I got my PC. I bought it back when I was 16. Okay. And so I told him what I wanted to do, and she supported it the whole way. And now that it's even growing into something more, they're realizing that it could actually turn into something the older I get, as long as I keep working at it. And they see how many hours I spend in my room streaming and working on everything.
Yeah.
And I show them all the time the numbers, and I'm like, you know, this could really be something for me.
That's awesome.
Time goes on.
Yeah, it's hard when you don't have a family who supports you, so that's good. What about friends like from school? I know you probably just recently graduated high school, right? You're 19.
Yeah, I graduated over a year ago. So like last year, I think.
Yep. Pretty recent for most people's eyes.
Yeah.
Making me look old over here. So now maybe friends from high school, outside of school, they give you any crap for streaming, thinking that you're wasting your time or anything?
No, I actually have a lot of people that I knew from school that come into my stream, and they say like they're happy to see like how everything's going, and they're happy to see that it's growing, because I used to always brag about it.
Dude. Yeah, that's awesome to hear, man, because you know some people don't have, they have a lot of negative issues when they start streaming, people hating on them, so it's good to hear that you've had a lot of support.
I didn't say too much about it until like it started coming somewhere, and then like once I started growing a little bit, I was like, hey, maybe you should come check out my stream sometime.
That's cool, man. That's cool. So have you ever, you know, maybe with the zero viewer streams or anything like that, have you ever gotten frustrated with the platform and be like, you know what, I'm just going to switch platforms because this isn't working out here?
There has been a few times where I've gotten frustrated like that, but like I said, I think you should just keep pushing through the bad times, because every time I've had a bad drought or something like that, you know, I just keep going every night, and eventually, as long as you put in the time and put in good work and as long as you put in work in the right places, it's always going to turn around.
To get to a spot where you are is not easy, right? To build a community that comes and watches you every day with those kinds of numbers. And the reason I ask that question is because I think people look at successful streamers, at people who have built a community, and they think, oh, they must have always been like on the ball. They must have always thought, man, like this stream is going to work. But everybody has doubts. Even when you see people on Twitch streaming to tens of thousands of people, or even on Facebook, thousands of people, everybody has had doubts at one point during their stream of like, maybe I shouldn't do this anymore. Maybe I should go somewhere else. So that's great advice. Just stick it out. Keep going. That's awesome.
I feel like as long as your stream is 100% quality, like pristine, that it's going to get you somewhere. You just have to get the right exposure in order for it to happen.
And like you said, it's a lot easier on Facebook to get that exposure. Just simply with a share button, right? I mean, that share button's powerful.
Yeah, all it takes is one person to share to get it out to dozens of people.
And now we have raids, which is awesome. Right?
Raids help out tremendously.
Yeah. Yep. Now, as a platform for Facebook gaming, right? Where do you see Facebook gaming within the next 3 to 5 years? I know you've only been streaming for a year, so 3 to 5 is a long time, but let me pick your brain here.
I have pretty optimistic hopes about it. I think they've came a long way in just the past year that I've been on here. And I feel like as long as they keep putting in the same effort and trying to expand it like they have been since I've been around, that it's going to keep growing into something more.
Yeah.
Because they've already made a lot of progress that I've saw.
Yep. And, you know, the main way Facebook makes money is through advertisements. So the more watch time hours that people have on Facebook watching streamers, the better odds of them watching ads. I know the advertisements aren't necessarily here in Facebook yet, but they'll be coming, I'm sure. So they have a lot of incentive to grow this platform, and I hope they stick with it.
Hopefully. I think it'll turn into something nice as time goes on.
Yep, I think so too. Now, what about your stream specifically, growing with Facebook gaming in the next 3 to 5 years?
I have high hopes about it. I'm going to just keep putting in the same amount of work every single day. No matter how much I grow, there's always more room to improve and keep grinding your own streams.
Because even with Facebook gaming, even if you get to the top, right, and you're streaming to thousands of people, you have hundreds of thousands of followers, there's still, you know, 2 billion users on Facebook, you know, and 99.99% of them don't watch live streams. And there's an opportunity to reach out to those people through advertisements or shares, etc. To get them to start watching live streams. So there's always room to grow, like you said.
There's a lot of people that still don't even realize that Facebook has live streams for games. Out there.
Yep. I remember the only reason I started watching Twitch was Ninja at first. Go ahead.
That's probably still the reason a lot of people have heard of Twitch is still because of him.
Yeah.
Even when he's gone.
Yeah, I'm kind of a little bit of a Ninja fanboy. Went out and bought some Red Bull as soon as it dropped. I got us in over there. but then once I started thinking about, okay, where do I stream? Facebook came up, and I used to run a lot of Facebook advertisements for business, so I figured it'd be a good shot. Now, besides yourself, who do you see on Facebook who you're really impressed with?
There's quite a bit of people that I look up to. But I think the obvious choice here is there's two streamers that I've saw blow up in the past couple months from my eyes that kind of give inspiration. The two people I always have in mind is Makeout Hill and Lynx, both.
Okay.
The past 2 months, you look at them and they've blown up. And it makes you realize that as long as you put in the work, like that could be anyone that happens to.
Sure.
You just have to be willing to put in like dozens of hours and put in hard work. And if you give it your all, like anyone can do it. Yeah. You just have to be serious about it.
So I took like a 6 month hiatus from streaming recently. I just came back recently, and one of the first people I started watching again, besides you, was Makeout Hill. And it was the first time I had seen him because I had been gone for a while, and like you said, he kind of recently just blew up. Super entertaining guy, and I've actually, he's been mentioned on this podcast a couple times because that question, like, he just pops up for a lot of people when I ask that question. And then Lynx, I just started. Is she a UK streamer or Europe or something?
No. She's actually NA.
Okay. Because honestly, there's like several, I've been talking to a lot of streamers trying to get guests on the podcast, and there's several women streamers who are all blonde, blue eyes, and some of them are like European and they have the accent. So I'm like, I forget which one is which. But I actually reached out to Lynx, and maybe we can set something up with her and have her on the podcast. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, I'm just going to pull up the stream now so I can look at questions. See if there's anything. If anybody wants to ask a question, now would be the time. But we're going to go into the final question for Godform. There's a couple of features on Facebook. I'm going to give you some ideas here. I was on Kingslayer's stream the other day, and I saw that you can actually gift supporters on his stream sometimes. It depends, I guess, on the day or however they're testing it. And then, for example, like on Twitch, which you can't do on Facebook with the supporters yet, is you can gift it to somebody directly, right? Mm-hmm. Is there anything you can think of that would be a feature like that you would want added?
I think that would be a good feature, that if they wanted to like resort to adding more stuff, that would be something that would be nice to add. That way, if there was somebody who just wanted to give a huge extra gift to,
yeah,
like to a streamer they really enjoy watching, that they could go the extra step.
I think instead of like giving stars are awesome, and on Facebook, you know, on Twitch you don't see people just throwing bits out like crazy. It's usually like, you know, donations through Streamlabs, but on Facebook, for some reason the community loves stars, and they give out stars, and I think it's great. It definitely helps streams a lot. But at the same time, if you can gift supporters, it doesn't stop you from giving stars, obviously, but gifting supporters really brings people into the community. I mean, especially people who could never afford to be a supporter or don't have the means to go out and support. They love to get that supporter badge, and they feel more of the community.
Yeah, it makes you feel extra special when you're commenting in there.
Yeah, one thing, too, I was thinking about the other day is stickers, right? So now you have some amazing stickers. I would love to spread your toes all over other Facebook streamers platforms. And for those who don't know what I'm talking about, Godform has a sticker for his supporters that's just his feet, which is awesome.
This is my feet. They love it.
Now, how awesome would it be if I could go into other people's streams and just post your feet?
I think everyone should see my feet in the chats.
Yeah, that's going to be the highlight of this podcast right there. That question. So, unfortunately, it doesn't look like we have any questions live right now. but thank you so much for coming on, man. I had a great time. I think this was a great podcast. And we're going to push this out to a couple different groups and get some views on it.
All right. I appreciate you having me on here.
Yeah. Thank you so much, man. Have a good one.
You too, man.